B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be failing me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Yes, indeed, sound off. Mike does it every day. It's for two types of people. Busy people and cowards. If you're either one, you can call us 610-771-9705. What do we have today, Andrew?
Okay, I won't say anything bad about Bryce Harper anymore. You're still a clueless know-nothing, but I give up.
No. What? Is he saying that I'm a clueless or Mike's a clueless know-nothing? Like, I just don't know.
I wonder what time that came in.
It had to be after the Grand Slam.
And he probably didn't know that you were on. So he's probably calling Mike a clueless know-nothing, which I still don't understand.
Right, because Mike's literally been right about Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Like, he's literally been right. You have to give credit when credit's due. I guess the only thing he was wrong about was, I guess, the game. But that happens. We get games wrong all the time. That's just life.
Hey, Gabe Crappler. You want to take credit for these wins? Are you kidding me? Look at your first 280 games. You were a 500 manager. Barely. You suck. You have no business being a manager of that team. And hopefully, by the end of the season, you are fired when Middleton sees that you are the worst decision he ever made.
Wow. So after that win, first of all, the fact that he's 500 with the talent he had in year one, he managed his butt off last season. They had an epic collapse and all that stuff, but you can't take away that he did a really good job overall last season. Being 500 when you did not have a lot, and look at the pitching staff that the GM gave him this year. Listen, I think he's a weird dude, just like a lot of people do, but he's not a bad manager. He'll probably get another job if he was to get let go by the Phillies. He's not an idiot. Why would you call him Crappler after that win? It seems like you just, it's personal with this guy. You know what? Gabe might have been Mr. Steal Your Girl or something with that guy. He went up to the mountains and snatched that girl, and he's been hating Gabe ever since.
What is one of the biggest reasons why Gabe Kapler is not a good manager? The answer is he has no management experience. So you have all these nitwits calling in, suggesting people like Jim Tomey and Mike Schmidt and Mickey Freakin' Morandini. A bunch of people who have got no management experience. You guys are idiots.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Well, he started off a little wrong by ripping Gabe, but he is right. We have had, now, none today. Thankfully.
No.
None, zero today. But during the week, we had every single former Philly. It was almost like the Phillies became the Flyers.
You know what? I was just thinking that. The Phillies fans were like, you know what? Let's put Raul Labañez back in the dugout.
I mean, that guy knows the game. He was part of that great 09 team. Come on. Like, we have the Phillies. It switched back today. But all week, how about just Gabe wins and stays the manager? And then we don't have to worry about hiring a new manager.
Yeah, there's some others out there.
I like that.
Sal Fasano is a bench coach somewhere.
Come on,
we can bring Sal's pals back.
I didn't like Sal's pals the first time. Like Sal Pal, not Sal's pals.
Well, I guess we got to put Cody Kessler now on bubble wrap and Sudfeld, of course. Let's just play touch football and get it over with. Yeah, that's all we can handle here.
hey, guy, well, one guy broke his wrist. The other guy got a concussion. Are you questioning his toughness because he's not out there with the broken wrist? Like, because you don't play sports with a broken wrist. And you also, what we know about the brain, you definitely don't play a preseason game with a concussion. There might be at times where guys fudge in the regular season, I still think, unfortunately. But come on, guy. Like, that's not bubble wrap. Those are injuries. Like, that's, like, it's not a, not a.
Our wrists were stronger back in my day.
My day, our wrists wouldn't just break when a 290-pound guy fell on us. That's nothing.
Isn't it just amazing the way sports in this town can make us feel? I mean, you watch the Eagles game. It's amazing. You see their backup quarterback doing a little something. And you watch the Phillies game. You see Bryce Harper hit the walk-off. You see this team acting like it's, you know, when we all played Little League and our friends hit a walk-off home run, and it's basically us winning the World Series. And we run around and jump on each other. That's what this team has right now.
That is absolutely right. In fact, our Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza tasted 90. The pizza's fantastic.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the food today. We were starving.
We were starving.
Again.
It was fantastic.
Second day in a row, we were starving.
But I have to say, maybe the Phillies' victory made it taste that much better.
Oh, it was definitely
great food.
Yes.
Or excellent food to the best food we ever
had.
That
pizza sauce was that much sweeter.
Yes, because of the great
food. Yes, it was.
So it does make it does help us.
Mike, you were wrong again, and Ty was right. You told him to take $2,000 out and put it on the tub. Guess what I did? I put it on the over and the money line on the Phillies, and it paid out for $118. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mike got a game wrong. You have to then now also call the next time Mike gets a game right. That is the rule. You can't just call when somebody's wrong. You have to also call when the person is right. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.